The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So our entire staff was told not to come in, except for us.
Right.
And I went to the boss. They're like, hey, don't get too close. What do you want? Excuse me, sir. Just a little clarification. What clarification do you need? The staff is not coming in. You're coming in. I go, yeah, that's where I get confused. What? We need our staff, okay? And I finally put it together. It's because we're just not as important.
Right. We're expendable.
Yeah.
We're the guinea pigs.
Really?
Put them out there.
Yeah. Everyone that we care about, stay home. We don't want you to
be healthy.
Catch
you know?
Something.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, guys, you know, there was already someone that had left the building because there was rumor that this person might have been exposed a little bit. So why don't you just go home and self-quarantine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was following this person on social media and they're like, oh my God, I'm so drunk. And I just left such and such place.
Wait a second.
They had just left like some establishment and had been out drinking. So you went home so that you wouldn't be around people, but you didn't stay home. You just got like a couple weeks off to go have a good time.
Oh, lucky.
I mean, I have no problem with a drunk quarantine. If you're at home isolated
and you want to get drunk,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. My issue is that you're then out. That's no longer a quarantine. That's called a vacation.
It's called a good time.
Yes.
All right, so it says in this memo, all right, if listeners need prizes, throw them out the window. Oh, that
makes
sense.
We do that anyways.
Right, yep. In this memo. Okay, in this memo it says a 16-foot rule. Like, we're not supposed to be 16, the three knuckleheads that are still at the station, and there's no other people here.
Uh-huh.
We're supposed to be 16 feet apart.
Perfect. I hate sitting next to you guys.
We're right next to each other.
Yeah, how are we going to do that?
These mics are, like, screwed into the table,
right.
And they're not 16 feet apart.
We're, like, a foot away from one another.
I've got 2 feet of mic cord. That's as far as I can get.
Oh, we can do. By the way, I'm doing everything. I'm washing the hands. I'm staying away from public places. I still haven't mastered the touching the face thing.
By the way,
you too, Celine, I was talking to you, and you practically had your hands in your mouth to your knuckles.
I feel like I rub my eyes more now. And I don't know what it is. All of a sudden, my eyes feel drier than usual, and I have to rub them, and I'm constantly touching. Like right now, I just feel like I need to do it.
You saying that? My eyes itch.
See?
I want to rub them right there.
It's impossible not to.
Let's do the 100-question game, shall we?
Let's do it.
It's going to be, Natasha's at home. She's going to be working on some stuff.
Okay.
And then we're trying to get a little trip together. By the way, should we, it's our birthday. It's our joint birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like mine is next week, as hers is the following week. So, you know, we like to go stay at this certain spot. Should we? Or are we risking, you know, the chefs and the different staff sneezing into our things?
Mm.
Or should we have just stayed home?
Say just do it.
Just go.
Yeah.
I would go as long as you can put that paranoia out of your head. Because you can't sit there and think about, well, who touched the edge of this dish? Room service, wait, did that person touch this? You can't think about that.
Then maybe I shouldn't.
You'll drive yourself crazy.
I've already called them. It's like a little, it's a resort thing. Yeah, in Monterey. I go, hey, listen, I don't know about your policy, but if you allow people to come in sniffly, I just don't want to go down there. Oh, no, that's not us.
No, sick people.
But I don't believe them, you know, so I still have all sorts of Clorox wipes that are packed into the car. Every time someone comes in and touches something, we're just going to go ahead and fumigate and scrub the entire room.
That sounds like a very relaxing vacation.
And your wife does that anyways.
Right.
You know, because she's a huge clean freak. So just go enjoy yourself.
Yeah. All right, so it's going to be Celina versus Graham. I'm thinking of something. You ask me up to 100 questions. When you have an official guest, you'll say, my guess is, here we go.
Okay, do you wear this?
No.
Is it virus related?
It really is.
Oh, okay. Do you wear this?
No.
Is it something you use to clean?
Yes.
Is it a spray?
No.
Is it a wipe?
No.
Is it hand sanitizer on your hands?
It's on your hands.
My guess is soap.
Graham is the winner.
Let's go!
Soulja Boy Soap Company, the soap shop, has tripled in profits amid the coronavirus pandemic. Soulja Soap? Would you think to buy soap from Soulja Boy?
No.
And this is the only instance where this investment is successful and doing well. Like if this coronavirus hadn't happened,
right.
Like your soap company would still be way at the bottom.
If someone told me, we're just going to swing by Soulja Boy's house and he's going to give us a bar of soap, and I go, oh, and then are we going to chop that up?
Yeah.
Are we going to chop that soap up and maybe what's this for? By the way, let's just do this really quick. Graham dominated you. This segment is over on the 100 question game.
Oh, dang it. Okay, fine.
I just want to play something. And I'm sure that this song will be number one by Monday. You ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Here it is.
Everyone's freaking. Ba-dum. Everyone's scared. Ba-dum. Do you remember ba-dum. Just 1 month ago when no ba-dum. One really ba-dum. Cared? Ba-dum. But the coronavirus, ba-dum. Now we're sterilized. Ba-dum. It took a global crisis ba-dum. Ba-dum. To realize we can't leave the bathroom as fast as we can. Why are we all now just learning to wash our dang hands? It took a bunch of panicked Americans. Just wash our hands. To just wash our hands.
Wash your hands. Wash your dang hands. Wash your dang hands.
Yep, we used to give hugs. Not today. Now we just air hug each other from like 30 feet away. We used to shake hands. That's a no. I just assumed you couldn't figure out the motion triggered soap. Such a basic thing to understand. We won't all get sick if we just
wash your dang hands.
You just touch that door handle again. Go wash your dang hands. Go wash your dang hands. Wash your dang hands.
It's my favorite song.
Wash your it's really good.
Wash your dang hands.
Okay. We're all sick and home from school again. This would not have happened if we just wash our hands. We now have to cancel all of these plans. If you don't wash your hands, you don't wash your hands. Wash your dang hands.
Come on, guys, sing it. Here it comes. Come on, here, right here.
Wash your dang hands.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is nice because I'm sure a lot of people are staying home, but it looks like a lot of our audience is still with us, is what I'm trying to say.
Love that.
Some shouts out here. It's Tomahawk. Good morning. Joaquin, our buddy, the Marie Lau. Angie's with us right now. Sal, Joey Corona is up. Checking
morning,
in.
Joey.
And Anthony and Lavero. Frankie is up, but we appreciate you being with us. All right. Listen, we're not going to do a whole lot on the coronavirus, but can I just do this one story here?
Yes.
Deja Vu, they're a strip club in Tampa. They announced that they were going to give away 10,000 protective masks with paid admission to all customers this month.
Okay.
They're 2 days into it. They're out of masks.
Whoa.
So my question, if you could get a mask instead of, you know, the normal nose plug they give you.
Yeah.
Would you go to the strip club this weekend? That's a tough one, huh?
Yeah, I'm still going.
Yeah?
I'm out.
I don't think so.
Too much touching.
Yeah. You're all over each other. I mean, they're telling people, if you got to be around a lot of people, you kind of keep your distance.
Well, you don't got to go to the back room and get a little private
session.
Yes, I do. No, you don't.
Why else are you going, Selena?
Thank you.
I don't do that, so I would still go. I don't just to watch.
I just don't see them wiping down enough surfaces in there.
Thank you. It's
general.
Dark. That's why it's dark in there, because they're not cleaning everything.
No.
Maybe they are, you know?
And are you really believing the lady when she her runny nose? No, it's the drugs. Sure it is.
Yeah.
I think you have a cold.
Prove it.
Right. I'm not going to a strip club. You really would right now.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
All right. So there's this guy. He writes on Reddit that, you know, he's at work. He had something in the morning time that really, really messed up his stomach. So all morning, he just having, you know, digestive issues, tummy issues.
Yeah.
So when he had to go, like he had to go, he rushes to the men's room. He's in line waiting for his turn to get the stall. One of his pregnant coworkers, obviously a woman, she busts in and she tries to like push past him because she had to go.
Yeah.
Like when you're pregnant, like you can be totally fine. And all of a sudden you got to go. You got to tinkle. Like you got to go.
Yeah.
So the guy, though, he stood his ground. Like, I was here first. He refused to let her pass him.
Ooh.
Afterwards, he heard from other coworkers that he was being a total jerk to her. And so he took to Reddit to, you know, to ask others, was I being a jerk? I wanted to ask you guys, would you have let her cut you in line?
I would. I personally would have. But let's discuss this. I mean, is it automatic? Should he? The guy really had to go. He was having his own baby of sorts.
You know? Yeah.
Should a guy that had really, I mean, it's like, oh my God, should he step aside because a pregnant woman is coming in?
99.9% of the time, yes. But we've all been there when it's at yes. threat level orange or red, threat level red, whatever's orange. The worst. Whatever's
Don't use
worst.
Color on this.
Well, that's why I tried to yeah.
threat level brown.
Yeah, it's not that. We've all been there when it is danger is imminent. Yeah. There's no, you have no choice. Sorry, I'll push over 10 pregnant ladies to get to the bathroom if I have to.
Yeah.
Under that one scenario. It's a
and then when
a
they
lifetime.
Hear what's going on, they'll understand.
Yes.
I'm still going to say yes. Let her just go first. Only because if you were able to hold it long enough to stand in line, what's one more person? Just
really?
Just tinkling really quick, just really, really fast, and that's it. And then she's out.
Don't you think when we're under the threat brown, like your body actually knows?
Yeah.
It's like in your mind, you're like, I can make it home. I can make it home. I can make it home. I can be. And if any door stops you or there's anything, if there's a cat that's trying yeah. to meow or there's just something, a chair in your way, like to slow you up, you're through.
Oh, I once brought out the wrong key to my front door and just the difference in trying to switch key. That
right.
was it. I lost one of my favorite pairs of pants.
Ew.
I had to throw
but
away.
I still feel like you have more control over that than a woman who's pregnant and like all it takes is like a cough, a laugh, a giggle, a chuckle.
Can't
and
you
it's
have a little
out?
Sympathy? This guy lost his favorite pair of pants.
Sorry.
Will you just stop
horrible.
A second? The guy lost his favorite
pants.
Pair of pants. You loved those pants.
I did. I used to wear them once a week. Selena, show some respect.
Did you wear them in here? Do
of
we know these pants?
Of course I did. They're great. God, they fit
so this
well.
Happened recently. Why did I imagine you at 17? Interesting.
Oh, good times. You guys know those little plastic, tiny, round, table-looking things they put at the center of your pizza?
So the
box,
yeah.
It kind of holds the pizza box.
Yes.
So the pizza box won't stick to your pizza.
Yeah, well, Pizza Hut and IKEA, they're teaming up, and IKEA is actually going to make these things. They're going to make real life-size versions of them. As,
don't they already?
As tables. I
isn't
feel like they have a couple
isn't
things
that
already look
kind
like
of the quality of IKEA?
Yes.
Is the plastic thing you get in your pizza box?
This table is called the Sava, and yeah, it's exactly that. It's a white table. It looks identical to one of these things. Pizza Hut, by the way, as part of this partnership, they're going to be making a pizza with IKEA's famous meatballs on the top. But would you guys buy one of these new pizza tables? It's round and it perfectly holds a pizza, too. Let me just put it that way.
It's just a bigger one of those things that's in there?
Yep. It's just a life-size table that looks like it could seat about 3, not a huge top. Yeah. You put about, you know, an extra large pizza on it, round table.
Don't most families have that white plastic table in the back, but it's all dirty? And
that's what I think of. It's like a backyard thing,
yeah,
but it's been
rained table.
On.
It's been rained
on. Cats
you.
Go on it sometimes.
Yeah, we have it.
Those ones are bigger.
There's like one per every block.
This one's this one's sleeker. You know, it looks more... It's a more
chic.
Accurate representation. These things are selling. They're 70% sold out
really?
Already. People,
what do they cost?
People want them. Oh, I'm sure they're cheap.
I feel if I was younger, maybe.
Go ahead and
if
get one
I
of those.
Didn't have like a family.
Yeah. All right. So we're all in for that. Yeah. We don't know.
Maybe.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The weekend, Wild 94.9. Selena, really quick recap on that story. What was it again? Because we have a comment.
All right. So there's a guy who was having like major tummy issues at work. He had eaten something bad, didn't really agree with him. So when he had to go, he rushes to the bathroom only for a female coworker who is pregnant to like burst in, pushes past him because she also had to go. He wouldn't let her go first.
Yeah.
And so he's wondering if he was being a jerk.
I would like to think that I would let her go, but we've all had that moment where it's like, no, my mind has timed this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's telling me I've got to get in there in 2 seconds. Now, Michael is weighing in. Good morning, JV, Graham, and Selena Gomez.
morning.
he says, why couldn't a different woman let the pregnant woman go? Cut in front of them. I don't know. I was imagining one stall. Were you guys imagining like kind of 4 people in a smaller bathroom? And like the first person gets to that door and just rips the hinges off.
This is an emergency.
I gotta go now.
Just rips the door down. I don't even care that you guys are going to watch me in here.
Yeah.
I've torn the door off. I've got to go now. Excuse me. That's what I was saying.
When you're in that state, you're at your most vulnerable. There's no more vulnerable. You don't care what the scenario is in there. The bathroom could be packed. It could be. I could literally have to drag someone out of a stall. I don't care that.
Move over. We'll go together.
Right?
Yeah.
Literally, that will happen.
What were you picturing, Selena? Because he was picturing there were several people there and maybe another woman. And could have let her go. Here, go in front of me.
When this guy was writing on Reddit describing the situation, he said he was in line in the men's restroom. So I'm imagining.
Oh, so she really had to go.
A
she goes,
single stall. Maybe yeah. the women's restroom was too far. So she runs into the men's one first. And
it's an emergency.
Yes.
Gotcha. We are doing our best to not overload you with the coronavirus talk. So we just do one segment on it. Other than that, we leave it to Graham's little news segment there. So just this one segment now. We'll just go through some things we think you might be interested in. More corona.
The president says he's considering restricting domestic travel and likely to and from California and Washington. He's saying if the situation there gets a bit out of control with the coronavirus, which, you know, are these two states obviously have yeah. the majority of the action right now. Well, New York is, I think, maybe leading the way now. But he said, yeah, we can consider shutting down.
You guys think that's fair? The hotbed states, and we're one of them, shut down the travel in and out?
No.
I think it is.
Kind of.
Excuse me.
Wait, can we still travel to other hotbed states? Because, like, I got invited to Seattle.
I think we should be allowed to. Within the hotbed states, I think we should.
Yeah, I mean, if we're spreading it just amongst each other, what difference does it make?
I hadn't thought of that. But, yeah, California and Washington, we should be able to have kind of our own party situation and,
right?
go back and forth.
So scientists have discovered that this virus could actually linger in patients for more than a month after they've supposedly, like, beat it.
Wow.
So that means, like, afterwards, they are still able to transmit it, even without showing symptoms, to other people.
I'm telling you, I run into a friend the other day at the park, and we're hanging out. I haven't seen him in a while, but he gets out coughing, and I'm hiding behind the tree, and he goes, "I'm not contagious." Well, if you had that Rona in your coffin, you still are. Mm-hmm. Even after all the symptoms are gone, someone can be holding that thing?
Yeah,
for
I saw
a month.
An interview with a doctor last night, and he was saying, somebody had asked the question, can I say I've gotten through it, had it, but I've gotten through it. I no longer have symptoms. Is it safe for me to go out and be amongst people now? Can I go back out to being social again?
Yeah.
He said, you need to have two negative tests. They test once, and then a 24-hour period has to go by, and they test again. If you're negative both those, then you're fine to go back.
Wow. I saw an expert say, plan on this disruption we're going through. Just plan on it. Be ready for it to go through June.
Oh.
How?
Nice.
Why?
All right. More. By the way, just one segment on it. Graham, more corona.
A Brazilian official who met with the president and the vice president last weekend has tested positive for the coronavirus. They say, though, that the president and the vice president really didn't have that many interactions with them.
But they didn't?
They are posing together, standing
good,
side
that's
by
good,
side.
Good.
In pictures. Yeah. There's a couple different pictures where they are literally shoulder to shoulder. So they may not have had much interaction. They may not have been handshaking and hugging, although you would think a handshake led up to whatever photo was taken.
You know, my wife is getting mad at me. I'm joking. I'm like, fingers crossed, let's hope. And she goes, don't. You're not that kind of person.
You're
and
not.
I said, maybe I am.
Normally, I'm not.
Maybe in some situations. She goes, no, you're not. I have something here. By the way, just one segment on the coronavirus. Universal has announced that Fast and Furious, it was supposed to come out in May.
Uh-huh.
Forget about it. Not the entire year. Not till next year.
Whoa.
And several other movies as well, like bam, gone. So if you're a movie person, you're like, I can at least slip away and go into a kind of empty theater. All the big movies, they're axing them.
Wow.
That's major.
Yeah.
Who was the one? Do you remember when Dwayne Johnson had his movie come out? Who was the fast actor who was like crying over Fast
9?
Was it Tyrese?
Yeah.
He was crying over like, it's pushing back the release of Fast 9. Where are your tears now? Are you going to cry over this too?
Well, how do you know he's not?
He probably is. Okay, so there's this actor in Italy who's been stuck at home. You know, like in Italy, everything is shut down. Everybody is quarantined.
Yeah.
So he's been stuck at home with his sister who passed away. And I guess they had tested her after the fact and she tested positive for coronavirus. And now he can't get anybody to like take her body. Like funeral homes are refusing to deal with it. And so he's just stuck at home with her.
Well, I think why are we acting like it means instant death? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like Tom Hanks had it for dinner.
Yeah.
Yep.
He like just ate right through it. He's like, hey, I'm fine. You know, if people are getting, I understand it's not good for a lot of people. And clearly, you know, people are dying, but that's really sad that no one will go to his help because as a funeral home, we're not going anywhere near you. Just take some precautions and we have to help each other out still, right?
Yeah. there's so many precautions you could take still. You don't have to come into direct.
Yeah.
Coming in a hazmat suit, you know.
Right. So whatever. You're volunteering.
Nope.
So oh, wow. Tell other people
it's just
to do
not,
it, but
it's
you
not my
do
place.
It.
Graham, you just got a text from your wife. Their company is doing the same as what our company did.
Yeah, they just announced anybody that does not need to, you know, come into work and can work remotely, do so through April 1st, I think she said.
Somebody pointed out yesterday on social media, they're like, JV, like you were going to LA quite a bit and you had a studio there. Why can't they just do that for you guys now? Wouldn't that be nice for you guys to get up, have a little something for breakfast, and then we'll hear each other. Like we, when I'm in LA, we don't see each other. We just hear each other's voices and we talk. Why don't we do that?
Why don't we just get up,
kick it in the bed, wherever you want your microphone. I see mine right there in the bed.
I'll probably have mine in the bathroom.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's a small room. You know, make it studio-like
space. So you got an echo. So you got a sound effect. It's got some reverb.
Yeah,
I was just thinking mine on
the bed for
on
sure.
The nightstand. Yeah. Open the drawer, pull out the mic. Yeah. Hey, guys, what's going on? Throw it back in there. Any final thing here?
Yeah, I got one last thing here. So doctors are saying that soon enough, gyms are going to be hubs for the virus because people are going to be sweating, and dampness is a really bad thing for spreading germs because they spread really easily. Graham, at what point are you going to stop gymming and yoking up, supposedly?
Yeah, you're on your yoke theory?
Yeah, yoke theory. It's like orange theory, but the theory behind this one's simpler. You just get yoked.
Quit messing around. Quit, like, you know, dancing around in an orange spot and get yoked.
Well, orange theory, you have to wear like a heart monitor and stuff. Yeah. Ours is much simpler. We have a bicep band and it just tells you how big your bicep is if you're yoked or not.
Yeah.
It's a way simpler
But
system.
I would rather your yoke theory kind of, you know, get shots in at orange theory as well. Like, hey, we're not in here dancing around. We're getting our muscles on.
Actually yoking.
We're getting yoked.
Right.
I actually yesterday in the gym started thinking about that because I've noticed, obviously, as each day has gone by this week that I've worked out, there are less and less people in the gym, which is nice because, man, you don't have to wait for a machine. Everything's just wide open.
I bet that guy's still there naked, though, right?
Oh, the naked old guys in the locker room do not seem to be deterred.
I'll be the last one leaving here.
I'm scared. I want
to
be like,
someone needs to see this.
I always want to be like, do you know you're old? You shouldn't be out in this. I'll be okay. Yesterday was kind of the first time where I really thought, like, man, this, I might have to just stop coming here because it doesn't.
Is that gonna crush your soul?
Yeah, a little
bit.
I can't
wait for Graham
to not work
out, all scrawny and little.
That'll never happen. Yoke theory, let's go. Hottest things trending. What's hot in hip music,
Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay. Today's Hottest Trending brought to you by Santa Clara University's Levy School of Business. Learn more at scu.edu/business. So Doja Cat had a very interesting request for Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Let me just say, Doja, she's becoming one of my faves because of how unfiltered she is. She is very entertaining.
So can I
back
you on that? A lot of people get really big because you love their personality, too.
She's one of them.
Remember, I was never into Cardi B's music, but I just loved her. She was highly entertaining to me. And Doja is not only talented, but she's just fun and funny.
Exactly. So she's on Instagram Live and Ariana Grande joins. Not on camera, but she's one of the people, you know, commenting.
Yeah.
So they're going back and forth and they're talking about hanging out, quarantining together, but only under one condition.
Can we quarantine? Ari, can you find me some weenus tonight?
Can we stop right there? JV, I thought you were the only one who said weenus.
I've been saying weenus for years. It's so nice to see we have some other people using it.
Weenuser.
I didn't think that was a universally used
me either.
Term, though.
I'm being dead honest. I just threw that out as an easier way of saying the word. So to hear someone else on Earth calling it weenus, it's kind of weird.
I love it.
Very weird. Let's continue.
Text me. Share your location. Can we quarantine? I'm not quarantining with you unless you find me some weenus.
By the way, Ariana Grande's response in like the text part of it, she said, okay, I will, bye. I don't know if it was okay.
She got to hook up on the weenus?
See, I don't know if it was okay, I'll find you somewhere. Okay, I'll send my location. But either one or both, maybe.
Okay, maybe she's able to do both. She's Ariana Grande.
You know.
Once you reach a position of power, you can get it.
Anywhere, anytime.
Yep.
So Jay-Z is rapping about how he did not sell out to the NFL. Remember, this was a huge thing when he announced his deal. People were like, hold on, what happened to standing with Kaepernick? You know, yeah. And it was a big, big thing. People accused him of only doing it for the money. So he's on a new song with Jay Electronica. It's called Flux Capacitor, and he actually addresses it.
Why would I sell out of my ready wrist? Don't make no sense. Got more money than Goodell. A whole NFL bench. Did it one-handed like Odell. Handcuffed to a jail. I would have stayed on the sidelines if they could have tackled it themselves.
So it kind of sounds like he's saying the NFL couldn't do it without me, because he says I would have stayed on the sidelines if they had complete control over it. And he didn't do it for the money. He already has more money, according to him, than Goodell. Which is, I don't know if that's true.
I don't.
Maybe Goodell personally. Well, he does personally, not the entire NFL. But
yeah, I think Goodell makes like 30 plus million a year from the NFL. And that's just the money that we know about. He sets his own salary, from what I understand. So Jay-Z probably has more money than him.
Yeah, I think so.
Not more money than the NFL. Not even close.
No.
Not even.
No, not.
Did he say if he was on the sideline, he would have tackled someone himself, though?
No, he said I would have stayed on the sidelines if they could have tackled this issue themselves.
Oh.
Like they needed my help. That's why I signed on.
Interesting. You think anyone, this did any good for him?
No.
I don't think so either. No. Plus, I would like the statement, just write it down, because I couldn't catch all that.
Yeah, he usually doesn't rap that fast. I was like, this is a new Jay-Z. Also, I think at this point, nobody was talking about it anymore. You should have just dropped it.
Yeah, you need to release that like within, I don't know, a few days or even a few months.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
Oh, the governors of Maryland, Ohio, Michigan, New Mexico, and Oregon all ordered all of their schools in the states to close. The school closures will begin this coming Monday and last through March 27th. Governor Newsom has not put in an order for mandatory closures yet in California, but don't be surprised if one is on the way. Here locally, the number of schools that have already elected to close is growing rapidly by the day. And yesterday, the San Francisco Unified School District announced all schools within the district, K through 12, will be closed for the next 3 weeks.
Wow. Just everyone, let's still remain calm, and we're all in this together. We're going to get through it. Excuse me. But man, stuff like that, it's a trip. Like no schools and all these companies staying home.
Yeah.
It's hard to not let it mess with your mind, you know?
It's just hard because it's unprecedented. I've never had to like live through anything like this.
Yeah, for sure. All right, then finally, Graham.
The stock market took another complete pounding yesterday.
Yeah, I can't say pounding.
Sorry. The stock market took another complete nailing yesterday. Got totally nailed. The Dow.
can we say nailed?
Well, it got smashed at least.
Can't say smashed.
Okay. The Dow closed down well over 2,000 points, a near 10% decline, which is the biggest single day drop since the crash in 1987. The steep drops in the stock market here and in markets around the globe are almost all entirely attributed to, of course, the coronavirus, which has sparked a lot of panic-driven selling. The U.S. stock market has now wiped out around $11.5 trillion in value, which is more than all the gains the market has made since the president took office in 2016. There's a glimmer of hope, though, today, as it looks like the markets are set to have an early bounce back, but who knows how long that'll last.
All right, thank you, Graham. Next in the JV Show, a couple of interesting things, and then we'll get to that positive story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Find some of that weenus. Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one music station. It's the JV Show. I am JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
So, Natasha, you called the place that we're going to. It's Natasha and I. My birthday is 16th, hers is the 25th, same month. We always go to this little spot, little resort we like to go to and just kind of hang out. You called and you told them, right? If anyone has any sniffles, if the chef is sneezing, if any of the people that are working there are sneezing or sniffly, we're going to be upset. You told them?
Yes, I
and
told
do
them.
Do you believe this?
Yes.
Not... Why do I got a bad feeling?
I've got a mildly bad feeling about this.
Oh, my God. If something happens, we just stay at the... My work is going to tell me, dude, you're going to have to stay at that resort a month. And I'll go, oh, shucks.
That doesn't sound too shabby.
It doesn't.
They told me they disinfect every room after each guest leaves.
They've been saying that for years.
That bedspread's been on there for the last 10 years. It's never been washed once.
All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Squeezed. Sorry. By the way, my throat has been fine. There's something else going on here at the station that causes us to all morning.
I've been doing that too.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All three of us.
Anyway, squeezed.com. Get there and try out a 3-day cleanse. I promise you're going to love it. Graham, you have the first interesting thing.
Yeah, it's interesting and kind of sad. You guys know with everything getting canceled over the coronavirus, concerts, events, conferences, I'm pretty sad to announce that the JV show Squirrel Week, which is usually the third week in April, is also looking like it's going to get canceled as well.
You're going to cancel Squirrel Week? Graham.
I think so. Just,
Graham does a week of squirrel stories.
Right, but the coronavirus has, you know, impeded the squirrel community as well. There's just not as much squirrel news out there right now.
Sucks.
I've been trying to squirrel away squirrel stories all year long, but I don't know if in this time, you know, in the era that we're in currently, if it's appropriate to be sharing
that
squirrel stories. But
isn't it a little too early to cancel it now? What if there's just an abundance of squirrel news next week?
There very well could be. We don't know.
But you're warning people.
I'm just warning people that right now it's trending that direction.
By the way, I love it that I said all day yesterday, tomorrow we're barely going to do any corona again. No corona news. We're just going to have a good time. Even when we are signing off, I go, tomorrow, just a lot of fun, no corona news. And then, you know, each one of us, we get to throw into Evernote what we would like to talk about. Selena throws in 5,000 articles all on the coronavirus.
You know how hard it is to find...
Well, don't
anything
put them in.
Else?
It is tough. You're right. It is tough. But she just goes, coronavirus. And then it's for the coronavirus. Every single article, I'm like, what are you doing?
It is. I did the same thing. I'm just as guilty as Selena. Right. The last 2 days have been the two biggest coronavirus news days.
For sure.
Of all of it. And we were doing corona stories before thinking, wow, this is a lot. And then the last 2 days have been just an avalanche of all the biggest stuff, and it's permeated everything. Even Squirrel Week's been permeated.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm hoping we still get a Squirrel Week. There's a lot of bad news. I'm not trying to freak people out. Just use this interesting information in the future as best you can. In a new study of nearly 1 million people, researchers found that dad's health is very important for the health of a baby. So check this out. Specifically, fathers with conditions such as high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, cancer, or depression had a 19% higher odd of having a preterm infant and an infant ending up in NICU, and 23% higher odds of having a lower birth weight. Dad's health is incredibly important to get a healthy baby.
That is crazy. How does that even... How?
By the way, I've said that for years. If I ever have a kid, I would cut off all of my medications. I would not do any meat that might have hormones pumped in it. You know, they say, oh, ladies, you should take your prenatals. Dad, too. You shouldn't have a single thing in your system. I think for like months, you're going to have a baby coming up. I would for months do fruit and veggie and be working out and get the blood pressure down. Any issues you're having, clear them. Because this stuff is passed on.
I know it's passed on from the mom. I've never really, I guess, thought that it could be passed on from the dad, too, because they're not actually carrying the baby. So this is very crazy news to me. Yep.
And yes, Grant?
I was just going to say, and it's crazy that something, you know, they mentioned like depression in there. And that's showing that depression's causing actual physical and chemical changes inside your body to have an effect on, you know, the male reproductive, you know, sample. I don't know how to put that delicately, but you know what I mean? That's
like a Costco sample?
No.
Yeah, be more specific. I don't understand.
On a sample?
Swimmers. Male swimmers are affected.
Like a Michael Phelps?
What's he talking about?
I don't know.
Not the Olympics so much, but some of them are faster than others. But, you know, the fact that that's affected by things that aren't, you know, a substance related, you know, like a drug issue or something, because, that you know, there are things that have shown that those things have an impact on it. But yeah, things like depression or diabetes or...
I told you, I strongly believe couples that fight while a woman is pregnant, you are causing issues later for the mental health of that baby. All of these important fluids and everything around the baby, it's all developing there. So you are permanently putting that into their future. A lot of people don't understand why they have all this stuff they're dealing with. So don't argue with, if the lady's having a tough time, guys, you don't get to argue. Walk away. Just be nice.
Shut up and walk away.
Yeah.
As you should.
You don't like that one, Graham?
Wow.
I think you got to keep everything as calm as possible.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Selena, your positive story?
Okay, this is a little corona related. I apologize, but I'll make it quick. This is really awesome what Salesforce founder Mark Benioff is doing. He announced that his company is donating $1 million to the UCSF Coronavirus Response Fund and another $500,000 to the CDD Emergency Response Fund.
Awesome. Very good.
Yes, we have somebody really rich at least doing something to try to help. By the way, his company also will be matching donations by its employees to raise more money.
Kevin Love of the Cavaliers, he also is going to be paying the salaries of the people who are going to be out of work at their arena.
That is awesome.
What's his name? Mark?
Zuckerberg.
No.
Cuban.
Mark Cuban. Isn't he going to be taking care of employees as well?
Yeah, I think he said he's going to at least cover all hourly employees through the first four games that the NBA misses, and then they're going to try to figure out what to do long term because the NBA looks like it's going to be shut down for at least a month.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of games.
And then during the break, I went to it now, but during the break, I'll tell you the nice thing that I wanted to do, but it's so big, I had to run it by management, and they went, shh, shh.
Like, but it's, you mean like everything that we throw out?
Yes, like that.
Like that.
Got it.
The story's going to end, yeah. Kind of like it always does, yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, what's going on? It's the JV Show. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
Linda Victoria checking in. JV, I just saw on USA Today, The Bachelor and that virgin girl Madison, they broke up.
Oh.
Let me handle this right now. So the virgin, here's... Because I can see right through the BS. The virgin girl told The Bachelor on this whole series, or at some point in the series, if it gets to Fantasy Suite and you hook up with another woman, I'm just going to tell you right now, that's not me. If you want to be with me, you should know that now, and you should not have sex with another woman. And he's like, oh, I was kind of already planning on doing that. Because I think this guy hooks up with everyone. I think... That's how the coronavirus started with Peter.
Probably.
With Peter's Peter. Peter's Peter, yes. So he goes and hooks up with someone anyway, and she asks, and he goes, well, I don't really want to talk, about, I can't give out, details of someone else. She's like, did you hook up with someone else? He goes, yes. She goes, okay, you knew what I said on that, and it turns into, I'm sorry, and the crying, and now, Natasha thinks that he just wants what he can't have because he's used to getting all these girls because he became so focused on getting with that virgin girl now. He didn't want anything else.
Yeah.
And maybe Natasha's right, but he definitely wanted to be with her. And she goes, I can't get past this. I'm walking away. And she went home. So then he goes to the other last girl and he goes, it's been a long process and... I've always had feelings for you, and you could tell while he's proposing, he doesn't even want to be with her. But we have a show on the line. I think Chris Harrison went to him and said, do the proposal, please. We got to end this with something. So this guy does the proposal, then goes to Chris, like, I don't want to be with her. You know I don't want to be with her. And they're like, okay, that's why we got cameras ready. Go tell her you changed your mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they got that all on tape. He sits down with her in Arizona and he's like, hi. He doesn't even kiss her on the mouth. He's like, he walks in, got a peck on the cheek. She goes, what's going on?
That
like,
would hurt.
Like, what's going on? And she can tell, like, he goes, I'm not there. I'm just not in that place. She's crushed. She goes, why would you do this? She goes, then just leave, get out of here. And he goes to hug her. She goes, no, I don't need you. And then the final thing is, by the way, the virgin girl's at home. She's done. She's very strong-willed. She says, I'm a Christian. I'm saving myself for marriage. And good for her. That's what she believes.
Yeah.
She was done with the show. Then Chris Harrison goes out and has a conversation with her and says, why don't you come back on the finale? The mom who doesn't like you, you come on here and you show them how you stand up for yourself. All you have to do is say you're open to dating. That's it. Big money for you, by the way. She knew they had the conversation beforehand. She knew she wasn't going to get back. But if you come back for more money and make this the finale of all finales, and it had its highest ratings in 4 years because, oh my God, the virgin girl is back. The mom who hates her is talking smack. She's standing up for herself. But when they were sitting next to each other, the virgin girl and him, there was no love. So Chris goes, so what's going on? Are you guys getting back together? And they're like, we're going to see. He even asked, when's the last time you saw each other? He goes, it's been like 3 months. Okay, but you guys are going to date, right? And this was all set up.
Wow.
Once we knew that the virgin girl was out, all of this was planned.
Oh, of course it was.
Yeah. Smart had by to the have show. Been.
Yeah, it worked. Very smart. Because you even have Linda going, JV, did you see that they broke up? Of course they weren't going to stay together.
But
we also have all the rumors out there that Pete's been hooking up with someone from production. He's got his eye on, but they don't want to ruin that Bachelor image. This cannot be about people dating the production people or hooking up with them.
Yeah.
That's what's really going on to the side. He also hooked up with a production person.
They should have faked it a little bit longer, though, not like 2 days.
It's just that they're not together. So how can they fake this? People are going, wait, you hadn't seen each other for 3 months till the reunion. And now you're still never together. They're like, they got to call Chris and go, Chris, we can't keep this up. We can't fake this because we're never together. All right, make the announcement. It didn't work out.
I wish more people were like hitting up the show for or calling them out for being fake and like planning and staging this whole thing.
What I need to do is have a show across the street that's called Cutting Through the Bull.
Yes.
So people can go, oh my God, Margaret, did you hear this guy who's cutting through the bull?
I would watch that.
He's able to just show us what's really going on.
Yeah, I mean, the amount
of
times
Margaret and them talking like this. What's really going on?
Because we know that they reshoot. We shouldn't be surprised by any of this. They reshoot scenes on The Bachelor. If they didn't catch some of the drama, they'll do some reenactments of things, and they'll reshoot the same scene from different angles, so they have different camera angles on some of the stuff. So the thing's a glorified soap opera at the end of the day, and they know to have a finale like they did and pull that all together.
Oh yeah,
of course they'll do that. And we'll see where things go. Yeah, we're dating. Yeah, of course they'll say that. And then no surprise when a week later, like
even a week, it was Monday.
Right, we're broken up.
Here's the other thing: is all that was captured, like the Bachelor going and breaking up with the one girl he proposed to. That's all. They recorded all that.
Yeah.
It's been recorded. It's in the can, ready to play there at the live reunion. And also, Chris Harrison flies out to the Virgin Girl and says, why don't you come back? Did you hear that they're not together? Why don't you come back and still talk to him? That's all been recorded. But live during the show, Chris is saying, I don't even know what's going to happen.
Stop
it, Chris.
Coming up next. And he had to keep saying that. I swear to God, if you go back and watch the show, he's saying he proposed to her. But did he stay with her? Because I honestly don't even know. Let's go to tape.
He's good.
And then he comes back going, well, look at that thing we recorded 2 weeks ago. Are you acting like... I mean, you know what I'm saying? To say, I don't even know what's going to happen, and it's this produced thing.
Yes, you do.
You're in it, and you recorded it.
Well, he didn't know what was going to happen at the moment he was recording it when he was flying out, but at the time he's sitting there guessing,
he
totally knew what was going to happen.
But he's,
I love Chris.
You got to go back and watch this, because he's saying, and coming up next is, he's acting like he didn't know that the girl was like right side stage, ready to walk on. He goes, and coming up next, I mean, will she come back? We don't even know. And then he plays the package of him flying out, and they go, oh, she's here! Shut up!
Well done, Bachelor. Well done.
By the way, have you gotten around to watching it, Grant?
Not yet, but I told my wife last night, I'm like, we need to just at least watch the finale.
Can we have a Bachelor-thon this weekend? And
yeah, do it this
up?
Weekend.
I know. It's going to be perfect.
Magic Matt in the mix. Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Well, 94.9, stupid love. Ooh. Magic Matt right there in the mix. It is the JV Show. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
And Natasha is in the next room. She's on her way up to caller number 94. We're hooking you up on this free Ticket Friday with Camila Cabello. This song has already gone number one, guys.
Whoa.
Just from us playing it here on the JV Show when we signed on, it's already number one.
Everyone's freaking.
Bottom.
Everyone's scared.
Bottom.
Do you remember just 1 month ago when no one really cared? But the coronavirus, now we sterilize. It took a global crisis to realize we can't leave the bathroom as fast as we can. Why are we all now just learning to wash our dang hands? It took a bunch of panicked Americans to just wash our hands. To just wash
our
hands.
Here we go. Wash your dang hands. Wash your dang hands. Number one song right there.
Slapper.
Is not done.
We now have to cancel all of these plans.
Canceling all these plans?
Don't wash your hands. You don't wash
You know wash your hands.
Wash your dang hands.
Wash your dang hands. Natasha, come in here.
Wash your dang hands.
Wash your dang hands. Wild 94.9, who is this?
Hi, I'm Erin.
Erin, you're the winner. Caller number 94.
Yes, oh my
congratulations.
God, I'm so happy.
Yeah, Camila Cabello going to be at Chase Center. Hopefully, we'll be through and done with all of this stuff, and then you'll see her in August, okay?
Oh, my God, that's my birthday in August.
Oh,
nice.
Look at that. Happy early birthday to you. Erin, I'm just
Thank
curious
you.
Really quick. We feel like we're all in this together. We're going to get through it. It's crazy, but, you know, we're going to get through it and just try to keep a positive attitude. Are you able to stay positive through all this stuff that's going on?
100%.
Good.
Yes.
All right. I like
yes.
to hear that. Okay.
And I love you guys. I've been listening to you, JB, for so long. Thank you guys so much.
Thank
oh,
you.
We love you.
You too, Erin. Hang on there one quick second. Natasha, I'm not sure if you know why I brought you in here, but Jessica Whiteside. That's her name.
I love
Jessica
that.
Whiteside.
Whiteside.
JB, help. I totally forgot to say happy birthday to my daughter, Avery. She's turning 6 today. She would absolutely love to hear her name and get a happy birthday song on the JV show. So, Natasha, you know why you're in here?
Oh, my God.
What?
You're the best at this.
You are so good at this. Her name is Avery, turning 6.
Happy birthday.
Start it over.
Yeah.
Work on the timing. But the vocals
You understand, like, if I were to do it, I'd be like, happy birthday. I would do it to the timing of the song.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all you gotta do.
Happy birthday.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Late on it again.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Avery. We love you.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
It's getting a little better.
That was really good. I liked it.
Angie Washington, one of our favorites, checking in. Happy Corona Friday 13th, guys. LOL. I hope you are taking precautions, staying healthy, and just remaining positive. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
Yes.
She then goes on to say, also, can we talk about Joey Corona and his muscles? My God. Selena, have you seen Joey Corona?
I'm going now. Where
now, put your phone down. Talk to me first.
I haven't seen him.
He's ripped.
What?
The dude is ripped.
What?
I just have to go through this one at a time. So, Joey Corona, he has a sense of humor, like kind of like Graham. I'm sorry to compare to Graham, but I have to for a second. He's got a sense of humor, humor kind of like Graham, only funnier.
Oh, yeah.
Well, easy
right?
there, guy. Easy.
Come on.
Okay,
here, you're
okay,
being real.
Okay.
And he seems smart. Like Graham too is that's probably a tie. Seems smart.
I'd say smarter.
I don't know about a tie.
Okay, so Joey's smarter.
I would go with smarter. So why are you even comparing to Graham? There is no comparison. Joey's funnier.
Okay.
Cleverer.
More cleverer.
Wittier.
I don't know how official
Graham,
these rankings are.
You have a team of writers in the next room to write all your
lines.
Yeah,
but Joey doesn't have a writer.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But then
I had a writer.
I hope sometimes people will hear something and go, oh, I didn't know they had writers.
They do.
We don't have
no,
writers.
No, just kidding.
But then Joey Corona says, Graham, I'll challenge you to a push-up competition, but please don't accept it. It's a side shot of Joey down, and he's got his arms out. The dude is friggin' ripped.
Show me.
He's not? He's not more ripped than you.
He's not more ripped
you
than me.
You are a liar. Wow. I'm going to find it. You are lying. Listeners, hit me up that have seen him on Twitter. I'm going to retweet the push-up challenge that he did. Everyone, you can follow JV on Twitter and then tell me he's not more ripped than Graham.
JV, I saw the picture. Yeah, well, it does look, I'm impressed. He is in shape. He's not more ripped than me.
He once told us on the air how tall he was.
It's like,
don't talk about his height.
I know that, but I'm just saying, it's like zooming in and watching an ant do push-ups next to me and saying that he's got bigger muscles than me. It's not possible. Can we put a dollar bill out in his picture for size comparison just so we can get some scale on that photo?
Dude. All right, so
okay,
I'm retweeting this now, but Selena, I want to show you. Here he is. Look at the arms.
Oh, my God.
Your arms are not even close
Graham,
to him.
There's no
way. Not even close
because
they're bigger.
Your arms are not
Look
bigger.
At the muscles bulging out.
His arms are
of that
way
thing.
Bigger than yours.
He's mid push up in that.
I don't get down and show me your arms on a push up.
Rip your sleeves off and show us your little scrawny
arm arms. His arm is as big as his friggin' body.
I can't.
You know what's funny? A couple of people hit me yesterday saying Graham actually has small arms.
Stop it.
get out of here.
I don't know if they're messing with you, but
look at his arms.
Your arms don't look big anymore.
If I got down and did a push-up like that right now, my sleeves would blow off. I can't even physically do it until I buy some larger shirts, or at least shirts with larger sleeves, because this thing will just, it'll disintegrate if I try to do a push-up in this shirt.
I can't wait for the comments coming in. There is no way that you can really believe that you're as big as this guy.
Bring him in here. You guys, let's...
You really want to lose a push-up contest on the air in front of everybody?
That'd be no, I don't want to lose that, but let's do it.
Because you will.
I might, because it's easier for shorter guys to do more push-ups. Sorry, I'm not trying to short shame, but I used to work out with the ROTC.
See, you're talking smack.
Yeah.
Because you know you're taller.
You have no right.
You know that you're taller, so that's the only thing you can fall back on when this guy is more ripped than you.
No, I'm just saying they have a shorter distance to travel when they're doing push-ups.
That's not...
So you could do more push-ups.
Don't try to short shame.
It's a fact.
Reza checking in saying, oh my God, that song is so catchy. Let me play another piece of this again, and then we're going to show Natasha. Oh, okay. You showing Natasha?
Yeah, I'm showing her.
Look at him. The dude's ripped.
Whoa.
Hello.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Watch it dig in. Stephanie Hernandez checking in saying, yeah, he's ripped.
Okay. We're all sick and
Jesse. Again. Hold on a second.
This would not have happened if we just wash our hands. We now have to cancel all of these plans. If you don't wash your hands, you don't wash your hands.
Wash your dang hands. Come on, wash your dang hands.
Wash your dang hands.
Jessie Garza checking in. She's a female. Yes, Joey Corona definitely 100% more ripped than Graham.
Easy.
Facts.
Garza.
Facts.
Why does that bother you?
Well, because it's not hashtag facts.
It is hashtag facts.
Carla's saying, y'all are really going to get into Graham's head and make him go to the gym today doing 200 push-ups.
I'm going to the gym today.
Amanda checking in going, oh my God, yes, he's ripped.
I'm sure he's in great shape. He had a long time in quarantine to sit around and do push-ups, and he looks like he's got a decent...
Well, you're on your yoke theory. You've been going every day.
Right, but he's got a decent level of physical fitness. I'm not going to shame on that.
Decent level!
I'm sure he's in decent shape, but you know, when he wants to come run with the big
Here's what we're doing.
The big boy weights. It's just not going to happen.
Here's what we're doing. Selena, you are off the hook on photos from home. I do want to say this about Joey. He has a specific job, and he wants to remain private, so he's not fully showing himself. And that's fine. Everyone has their own, you know, level of how much they want to show. However, we're going to do this for Monday. You do not have to bring a photo, Selena.
Okay.
Nor do I. Graham, just get in a short sleeve shirt and show the guns. That's all you got to do.
Right.
And Joey Corona, I'm sure he's listening. You do the same thing. Just show your arm, and then we'll do a vote off. It's not even
going
to be close.
To lose.
And you're going to spend all day at the gym today for nothing.
And tomorrow.
Well, the biggest problem is the biggest
oh,
problem.
Oh, now there's a problem.
Well, the biggest problem here's his advantage. He's got a darker skin tone or a tan. I don't know.
See, now you're colorism.
Yeah, that was racist.
That's not has nothing to do with racism. There's a reason bodybuilders tan themselves to the darkest shade of beef jerky that you've ever seen.
So why don't you do that?
So then do it. No,
this I'm not getting in a one-arm tan just
I'm
to
not,
flex.
Yes,
well,
you
I'm not
would.
About that.
I'm not thinking he looks more ripped just because he's Latino, right?
Just because he has
darker skin, that's not what's making him look more ripped. It's his goddamn muscles.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, it shows more definition.
Graham, stop making excuses. Are you in for the photos from home challenge or not?
Of course I am.
Okay.
I'm going to have to buy some special wide-angle lens just to be able to
Christian,
fit my arm into the picture frame.
Christian checking in saying, I got my money on Corona. Abigail saying, sorry, Graham, Joey's got you beat.
I'm handing out a lot of Twitter blocks today, blocking all of these people. Haters.
Oh, I love this. Ode Bear is a female, and she's got a cute little baby in her photo. She says, Graham is dad, but Joey Corona is daddy.
Ooh, you just lost
like
on so
that.
Many levels, Graham.
Jenny V says, very obvious. He's more ripped. It's not close. Saying, oh my God, Graham's going to be at the gym nonstop.
I'll recreate the same photo he did. I'll do it. We'll make it look the exact same.
Gloria just said that. Hey, why don't you guys do a side-by-side picture? Joey and Graham doing the same push-up. So Corona's is in. We've got his.
Yeah.
You don't have to follow me on Twitter if you don't want. Monday, we'll get his up at the site so everyone can see it. And then Graham will do the same push-up.
I feel like I'd like him just reshoot his and, like I said, put maybe a dollar bill out there just for scale, just so we can both something for a point of reference so we can see how big the actual muscle is. Because right there, it's a picture. I don't know. How big is it? It looks tiny.
No, it doesn't. Stop hating.
I'm kidding, Joey Corona.
Hold on. Let's just call him. Let me just get him on.
Yes, please.
We're going to do a quick little... It's going to be a short break. When we come back, we're going to get Joey Corona on.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
There's this guy named Joey Corona. Why are we calling him Joey Corona? Just because he was a listener named Joey and he was stuck on that Princess cruise ship... And we kept checking in with him. They got everyone quarantined, and he's hoping not to get it. And then it was hell getting back to the United States. Throughout the entire thing, though, he was so positive, and he was funny. People loved his personality. We were having a bit of a debate, you know, who's funnier, he or Graham, and we give a slight edge to Joey Corona.
You guys,
as far as smart, he's smart, too. I thought a tie. Okay, but you say Joey Corona smarter than Graham.
I say smarter.
He seems reasonably intelligent.
We didn't care. No ladies, if we talk about the ladies for a second, no ladies cared about his body or whatever. They were all just commenting on, like, this guy's so awesome. I love him. He's so positive. Who could get through this with such positivity like he is? But then yesterday, he posts a picture of himself doing a push-up, challenged Graham to a push-up competition, and we'll bring him on now. Joey?
Hey, Zup with it.
Zup with it. Zup See it. The way he says Zup with it?
It's so funny. Like, oh, he's so clever.
So, Joey, you are ripped. People are going crazy about it. What gets me is that Graham thinks his arms are as big as yours, even close. They're not.
Oh man, no. If you want to go by scale, I mean, I'm not as tall as Graham, but if you want to go by scale, I will out tower you, Graham. Like, come on, bring it.
Oh my God, get out the measuring tape right now. It's not possible.
This isn't about a height competition. It's based like he just has bigger muscles. So
yeah,
you know, you can say, oh, I'm tall, but that's not what this is about. It's about the fact that he's more ripped.
No, I'm not playing the height card also, yet. Don't worry, I will. But I'm just saying, if we realize
you're losing,
putting a string around bicep here, of course he looks ripped. On you know, it's easy to look ripped on a tiny ant-like frame. When you get to a normal human like me, it takes a lot more to stack on this size muscle, and mine are just bigger. So you're saying it's
harder for you to get it done? Like, he's just at the gym doing his thing, getting bigger muscles, so you're saying it's hard for me to do it because I'm taller?
Oh, I'm saying it takes more effort for taller people to look as ripped as I am, so it's just a fact.
Graham, it just takes more effort when you're just lazy and not as strong, so it's quite more effort.
He even talks smack better than Graham.
If you take a fat measuring caliper and to pinch the arm, mine will be way less, and you'll pinch way more fat.
Not a chance.
I can see it.
Not a chance.
I have a doctor in here. So Monday.
You're talking, your arms are just like moving around.
I've retweeted Joey's photo. My Twitter is JV if you want to see it now. Otherwise, Joey, what we're hoping for Monday is for you guys to do the same thing that will show off your arm. I thought you just keep that same thing where you're doing a push-up, but now Graham wants to. He's so worried. He wants to add all these rules. And
I just said let's put something in there for scale just so we can actually see how big the muscle is.
Okay. You guys want to do it next to the same soda can? Do you want to buy a... So it's like standing up? You want to get a Coke can or something? Or like what? What do you want to do?
Well, I mean, usually the standard, you know, they usually put a dollar bill in things because a dollar bill is a universal, you know, piece of measurement.
But if you lay a dollar bill on the floor and we're doing a side shot of you guys doing push-ups, it's going
to
be tough.
Just tape it to the side of your shirt. We'll figure it out.
Uh-huh.
All right, Greg, if we do a dollar bill, though, we have to use a U.S. dollar bill, not a Canadian dollar bill, because we know the Canadian dollar bills are a lot smaller. They're actually coins, so make sure we get the right measurement in there.
Yeah, Graham will find way to try to win this. He's a competitive guy, and I think you're worried for the not for the first time in your life, but you're shook.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Are you
shook
at all?
Confidence is so shook.
Graham is
at an all time high right now.
I can't hear it.
I've been running yoke theory at the gym for the last three
it's
months.
It's not working.
God, I'm trying to find there was one person. It's a lot of scrolling. There was one person that's saying, put some respect on Graham's name.
Oh, there's quite a few of those, actually.
I haven't seen any.
But the only Caesar says,
some of them.
Put some respect on Graham's name. He towers over him. But it's not a height thing. We're talking about muscles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so Joey, the Monday's photos from home, it'll just be you against Graham.
Oh, I can't.
And
wait.
Thank you for adding all the funny and the good stuff to the show.
Bring it. I would my first photos from home, and I'm going to dominate you, Graham.
Yes. I used to love this guy. I had a lot of respect for Joey Corona, but you're my number one enemy on the planet right now.
Have a great weekend, buddy.
All right. All right.
We'll talk to you Monday. And coming up in trending. Graham, what do you got?
All right, the sports world was completely decimated yesterday with virtually every pro league announcing they are shutting it down, except for one.
And Selena?
Justin Timberlake was getting dragged for something he did to SZA. That's next inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
Hottest things. What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
Today's Hottest Trending is all brought to you by Serendipity Food Truck, serving American comfort food. Follow them on Instagram at Serendipity Truck SF. So Justin Timberlake was getting dragged yesterday for what he did to SZA.
Okay.
So he goes on the Ellen show. All right. He's accompanied by SZA.
Yeah.
And Ellen brings up SZA's Rolling Stone cover. Now, if you haven't seen it, it is very sexy. It's SZA, Megan Thee Stallion, and Normani. And SZA's got on the tiniest bikini top I've ever seen and like baggy pants on the bottom.
Yeah.
So Ellen brings this up and she was like, so SZA, this Rolling Stone cover, was it hot in there or why are you so naked?
For the shoot for the Rolling Stone magazine, was it hot? I mean, how hot was it in there that you had to take your jacket off?
What are you doing?
Idea why I'm nude.
The theme
was lace and leather, and I was like, can I wear baggy things? And I realized
sometimes you gotta let them know I've been working out.
Justin would not shut up. People were like, why aren't you letting her answer your question? Yeah. Her question, like, quit mansplaining. Right? Just shut up.
Yeah.
Let a woman have her shine for once. And on top of that, you're a 40-year-old white man. Why are you calling her sis? People were not happy.
And having marital issues, you know, like you're like, you got saliva. Oh, she's just.
She's all like,
my God, I was looking too. Oh, my God, I want a Janet Jackson this thing.
Yeah, people were not happy.
Easy. Because he did that with the top, right? The bikini top.
That's true.
I saw that SZA. I was going back to flashing back to Janet Jackson.
People were very irked. I'll just say that. By the way, you can see that at thejvshow.com. Can we talk Bachelor for just a quick second?
Yes.
We talked earlier about how Madison and Peter are not together anymore 2 days after the finale.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that mostly. It's something else I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
The Bachelor effect. I just named it that. You know, this weird phenomenon where you go on The Bachelor and or The Bachelorette and all of a sudden celebs want to hang out with you.
Yes.
Like Mike Johnson dated Demi Lovato.
Right.
Demi hung out with Hannah B. Gigi Hadid dated Tyler C. Tyler went club hopping with Kendall Jenner. It's this weird thing that happens once you go on one of these shows. And now it's happening to Madison, the virgin girl from this season. Yeah, she and Selena Gomez had a game night.
Are you serious?
Just hanging out like best girlfriends.
Do you guys like when the norms instantly hang out with the A-listers just from going on a show to try to date a guy that lives with his mom?
No, I don't know why it bugs me so much. It really shouldn't. Who cares? But at the end of the day, you're like, no.
It's not fair.
You don't get to hop over all the steps just because you went on a reality show.
Like, Selena Gomez has been putting in the work from Disney since she was 2 months old. Like, she worked to get to that spot. You went on there and you batted your eyelashes, which were very clumpy before they brought her on. And then she finally got him right for the finale and just kind of stood up to Pete's mom. And then
now
you had that moment. Now you're with Selena Gomez?
It bothers me.
Me too.
That's it. Wanted a second to hate
on
that.
We're haters. Yeah. We're some haters. Anything else, Selena?
No.
Okay, Graham.
All right, following the NBA's decision to suspend their season amidst the coronavirus pandemic, virtually every single American pro sports league decided to follow suit. Major League Baseball halted all operations, canceling spring training effective immediately yesterday, which was spring training, as you guys know, was going on right now. And they pushed back the start of the season for at least what they say is a few weeks. Major League Soccer suspended their season, as did the NHL and the new XFL. Golf, the PGA Tour canceled the Players' Championship, which was already underway. They had the first round yesterday. They canceled it. They canceled the next three upcoming tournaments, and they announced this morning they're canceling or hoping to postpone the Masters, but that's going to get pushed as well. The one thing that probably stings the most, especially for some student athletes who are seniors in college this year, is that they decided to cancel the entire March Madness basketball tournament. Mm. But there is one sport that is still going, you guys.
Highlight.
NASCAR. But they decided to hold all their races without fans.
Oh,
and I think horse racing's. I think we still got horse racing if you need something to bet on.
Yeah, there's more horses that need to.
What? Easy. That need to what? Oh. We don't care about the horses. Why would we care about anyone in the stands? We don't care when things die.
Good point.
We really just don't care.
Good point.
By the way, on our own local level, or how we're tying into this, they told everyone at Wild 94.9, you can just stay home. Like, our whole building is just going to be empty. However, they're like, get in there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, wait, do we matter? You know you don't. Why did you ask that? I wanted to show you guys something, because it's only the jocks that are going to be coming in here, except for one of the jocks went on kind of a quarantine thing, and I was like, oh, that sucks for them. They're going to have to just stay in their house. Read this tweet and tell me if they stayed in the house, because I don't think they did.
Which one?
Don't read it on air, though, because I don't... this person is my friend, but I don't want them to think I'm picking on them. I'm not. But doesn't it sound like they went out and had a good time, the second tweet down?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, Graham, read
that. Kind of jelly.
It's like you got time off to go party. I feel like if they send you home on a quarantine, you don't get to go out drinking, do you?
No, that sounds fun. That's called a vacation.
But yeah. We don't know for sure that this person really came into any type of contact with.
No, but I'm saying if you're sent home, I think you got to be home.
Yeah, if you're under the suspicion that there may be an outside chance that you've come across it, do us all a favor.
Then don't head to the clubs.
Included, yeah. Maybe not go to the club.
All right, next in the JV show, I want to talk to Selena for a second. Something just kind of passed by. She didn't really address it, and I think it's a big deal, and we'll do it next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, what's going on? The JV show. The biggest thing of 2019 was what, if you guys recall?
The biggest thing of 2019 was...
Oh, it was the...
Selena Landinger man.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Not just any man. This guy is such a sweetheart. He's so awesome. I mean, he just checks off on all the boxes. We keep trying to find something wrong with this guy. Well, Selena, he got you something for Valentine's Day. I just want to talk about it for a second. Sometimes it sounds like I'm giving her a hard time. I'm not. I just am asking, why didn't you come in and with a big smile and go, look what I got. Like, it just passed and you didn't even show us. We need to spend a moment on the gift.
I don't know, because I'm not like a braggy kind of person. Like,
I wouldn't take it that way.
Like, I didn't even post anything on social media about it, because I know people, they get really annoyed when like girls will post what they get for Valentine's Day.
But this is a new love, just
Instagram.
For you to say, oh my God, he's so sweet. Look what he... But, and we're your friends. I'm surprised you didn't...
Yeah.
Who discovered it, by the way? Someone noticed it yesterday?
I did.
You discovered it yesterday?
Yes. I saw something like shining over there, and I'm like, what is that?
What were you going to say, Grant?
Well, I was just going to say, Selena, I know you're not going to blatantly like post, like, look at this. This is what I got. But everyone knows you do the humble brag post where it happens to slip into the picture of you and the man holding hands or something, and everyone can clearly see the bracelet.
I mean, if it happened to slip into one, I'm okay with that.
Do you wear it every day? Because when I bought Natasha her first bracelet, she wore it every day. Might have only taken it off 3 days ago.
I do wear it every day. Yeah.
Isn't it awesome to look at?
Yeah.
And
I know it makes him happy too, because he was like, is she going to wear it? Like, of course I'm going to wear it.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful bracelet.
Thank you. Yeah. It was really.
Break it out again. I want to see it.
You know what's coming.
Ooh, spot.
Wow. That's nice. How did he? And I want to know, like, how. So is
he afforded it?
Oh, what?
I thought that's what you were going to ask.
So it's Valentine's Day. How did it suddenly, you know what I mean? I want to hear about the day.
Okay, I wish it could have been in like a more romantic setting, but everything was super rushed because Valentine's weekend, we were going to Disneyland. So
I'm in
the middle of like packing. We don't have dinner. Like, we're all starving. I'm like so stressed out. Got to take Kiana, my daughter, to get her hair. And I got to still go by the store and do all these different things. He comes home from work and he hands it to me and I had to like stop. Everything I was doing. I've never gotten jewelry before.
Feels nice, doesn't
like,
it?
Like, I cried. And oh, I
see, these are the things I want to hear. Yes.
I didn't want to, like, over... I was trying to not cry because I didn't want him to be like, okay, this, like, it's just a break. Like, I don't know what he was thinking. I don't want him to think that I was faking it or I was being overdramatic. But really, like, it meant so much to me because I've never gotten really anything
When I saw it, I almost cried.
I did cry. And then, you know, I go to, like, hug him, give him a kiss. And Kiana's like, all right, that's enough. Break it up.
Isn't it a trip that the guy works hard? You know, no one around here is millionaires or anything. The guy worked hard and took a big section of all of his earnings to want to make you feel good. Like, there's so much. And then he went and picked it out. Like, it's not just some small gesture. It's like, it's a really big deal. Like,
yeah, it means
that makes you feel great, right?
A lot to me, yeah. Good. And I can tell how happy he gets when he sees me wearing it.
Oh,
so it's
I know.
Like our little, you know, our little thing.
I'm still the same. Natasha, like the first bracelet that I got her, every she'll put it on. I'm like, that's the one I got her. I mean, it's faded. And it's all, you know, most of it's turned to dust. No, didn't you say?
What was it made out of?
Didn't you say most of the stuff I got you, like, makes your skin turn green?
That sounds high quality.
She tries to go, it's my skin, I get it. I'm allergic to stuff. It's not that, you know, you got me some.
No, isn't she allergic to your wedding ring?
Yeah, that's just the wedding ring.
Oh, it's the wedding ring.
Yes, that's why I don't wear the wedding ring. But the bracelet, I still wear all the time.
So did you show mom or did you show anyone else? If you're just now tuning in, she has a sweet new boyfriend. And this is no small bracelet, in my opinion. Like, this is a really, really nice gift. Yes. So, and we were like, wait, you didn't tell anyone. Natasha just noticed it. You got it Valentine's Day. Did you share it with sister, mom, anyone else?
I did my sisters. I did not to my mom because I feel like, one, she doesn't really care that much. And really? Two, I'm just not, I would feel weird calling her like, oh my God, guess what AJ, you know, got me. We just don't talk about stuff like that anyways. But I did call my sister and she was like, yeah, I know. He called me.
You're so humble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Another sign of a good boyfriend. Yeah. He called her to ask
for
some advice.
Yeah, would she like this? Or
love
you know.
It. Love it. That's very cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Once again, our listener, Joey, by the way, Wild 94.9, the JV show, a listener, Joey, who escaped that Diamond Princess cruise ship. He didn't get the coronavirus, but many other people did. We followed his whole journey. He finally made it back here. He started a Twitter account. He shows his arms. We call him Joey Corona. Shows his arms. So ripped.
So ripped.
And now, Graham is probably feeling a little less than, would you call it?
But no, more than is the word. Much, no.
So
much more than.
He was scrolling his phone. Graham was scrolling his phone for about an hour. Anyway,
it took a while.
He finally has posted something. Graham's Twitter name is Graham949. He posted his own arm. He's like, oh yeah, look at this. And he tried to take a shot at Joey. The comment I put underneath the photo was, it's cute.
It is cute.
I saw that.
The arm is cute.
And I it's responded, really cute. I hate you.
Especially because the picture's in 2017.
You guys are supposed to have my back. It's probably from before 2017.
That's I'm trying. Check out Graham's arm. His Twitter name again is Graham949.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
That's The Weeknd on Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. So I found this thing. Would you guys like to hear a fascinating fact about The Weeknd?
I would.
Abel?
Yeah.
So his parents are from Ethiopia, and they both migrated to Canada, and they ended up in Toronto. You guys know that's where he's from. And English is actually his second language.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did not know that till like right now.
Can you imagine? Like, I hope he's really taking care of his parents. Can you imagine, like, you moving for your kid to give them a better life, and they take it and run with it, and they end up being like The Weeknd?
Oh,
wow.
That's huge.
So cool.
Wild 94.9, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I was calling to find out how I submit a birthday shout-out for my daughters.
Wait, because we could do it right now. Whose birthday is it?
Oh, it's my daughter Riley and Sophie, but their birthday's next week on the 17th and 19th.
Okay, so you just want to make sure in advance that you get it in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, did you say her birthday's on the 17th and 19th? What did you just say?
She got two daughters.
Well, Riley.
Oh, okay, there's two of them. Okay.
13, and then the youngest is Sophie. She'll be turning 10.
Got it. That makes sense.
Hang on here 1 second. I'll have Natasha get all the information, and we'll make sure that we get it on at the time you want.
Okay. Thank you so much. They're going to be excited.
Awesome. Wild 94.9, hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Jasmine?
Jasmine or Jasmine?
Jasmine.
Jasmine?
It's so difficult to say.
No, it's easy, and I like it. Jasmine, you're the winner.
Woo! Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Caller 94.
Oh, my God, my heart is, like, racing.
Oh, your car.
I've never won anything.
No, it's her heart.
Yeah.
Your heart is racing.
Your car is racing.
Well, the thing you won is very cool. Camila
Cabello. I just want to say I love you guys so much. I follow you guys, and I love all of your Instagram stories.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. We
Thank
really
you,
appreciate
Jasmine.
That. Jasmine, I want to ask you as well. So we're going to put you on hold for Camila Cabello. Before we let you go, how are you handling all of this stuff? I know with all of the news and the closures, sometimes it can seem a little scary and overwhelming. Are you handling it okay? Are you staying positive?
Yeah, You know, the thing is that I work in the medical field, and it's just extremely sad.
I wish I knew what she was saying.
So hang on there if you can hear us. You did cut out. What do you think she was saying?
Maybe that working in the medical field is very stressful.
I heard something different.
What did you hear?
Just that, you know, on break, it's no deal. We go out and we smoke one and we come back in and we just do our thing. And that's how I'm able to stay relaxed.
That's what I was hearing.
Yeah.
Really quick, Selena, what are your plans for the weekend? What are you doing?
So my daughter has her first softball game tomorrow. She's getting the uniform.
She got her uniform.
That you guys, she says thank you, by the way. Because
Graham and Selena, I mean, Graham and Natasha and myself, we paid for all the candy
bars.
And
I know you didn't want to, JV, because your wife had to do it behind your back. But thank you. Now she will be allowed to play tomorrow.
Wait, awesome. I thought she was supposed to try to sell the rest of the chocolate.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to sell the rest of the chocolate. But
oh, the old double up scam.
No,
somebody's already
Natasha told me they didn't collect their chocolate
and then you sell them and pocket it.
Told you to what? Double sell them?
No, I wanted her to so she can buy socks and shoes.
And to give it the money to Kiana.
You guys are pulling a scam!
This is a scam.
That's what Natasha told me to do.
No, you guys, that's...
But I told her to, so she would work for the chocolate.
Okay, well, I mean, the other options would be you guys could actually take the chocolate bars home. You bought them, or I can just eat them all.
You guys were really talking about a double sale on something?
Double up.
I feel like this is highly illegal.
Wait, it's not a double sale when I'm the one that gave her the money.
Yeah, you gave her the money.
But she just gave me the chocolate bars back. It's like a gift.
It was like a donation.
So you're keeping the money, all right, and then now you're going to go sell them and get more money.
Well, I was telling her to have Kiana sell it.
Oh, yeah.
So she would work.
Exactly.
That's how a scam works. Oh. What, Natasha?
I was telling her to have Kiana sell the chocolate so she would know the value of the dollar. But I didn't want her to have a half uniform, so.
I get it.
Yeah.
So here you go. There's the uniform, but also have your daughter go sell them. Is she going to?
Well, I mean, now there's like, you know, person-to-person contact restrictions. Mm. Might as well just eat all the chocolate bars myself.
Speaking of, so we just wanted to make sure, and especially on a Friday, we're not overdoing it on the coronavirus. You know, like, let's just have some fun. So I've come up with something. I'm watching TV last night and the Arby's commercial comes on and it gets me every time. He's like, hey, we're talking meat.
I love those.
He like gets so into like, you know, this we're talking about a sandwich, what I'm talking about. So what I thought we would do is we would listen to this latest commercial and then we'll have Selena and Natasha try to do this.
Nice.
This is a Filet-O-Fish sandwich. This is Arby's crispy fish sandwich. And this is Arby's fish and cheddar sandwich.
Whoa.
Ours are 2 for $6. Theirs is oops, there it goes. Who cares anyway? Arby's, we have the meat.
All right. There you go, Selena. There's your script.
My God.
Nice deep voice, nice strong with the Arby's.
This is a Filet-O-Fish sandwich. This is Arby's crispy fish sandwich. This is Arby's fish and cheddar sandwich. Ours is 2 for $6. Theirs is, oops, there it goes. Who cares anyway?
Now you're finally getting there. Now it wasn't until the end that you
were
getting deep.
I felt like mine was really, really deep from the start. Arby's. We have the meats.
That's where you tried it at the end.
Oh, that good job. Hurts.
And you got especially, Natasha, you're next. You especially got to get this part.
This is Arby's fish and cheddar sandwich.
Oh, the sandwich goes real deep there.
Cheddar sandwich.
All right. Go for it, Natasha.
This is Filet-O-Fish sandwich. This is Arby's crispy fish sandwich. This is Arby's fish and cheddar sandwich. Ours are 2 for $6. Theirs is, oops, there goes. Who cares anyways? Arby's, we have the meat.
Why can't she just do all the Arby's commercials?
Yes. Can you imagine turning on your TV and Natasha's doing it? You guys, maybe if we can get like some sort of movement going, like why? This isn't fair. Maybe we just say to Arby's, is that really fair that you keep going with this guy?
Yeah,
why aren't you going to get a female a chance?
Gender discrimination, right. And it seems like you're in a full-body flex trying to expel something.
My throat hurts now.
See, I told you it hurts trying to go that low.
Yeah.
So you can't do it one more time because that was really good.
I
would like people now to imagine they've just turned on their TV and then this commercial comes on.
This is Filet-O-Fish Sandwich. This is Arby's Crispy Fish Sandwich. This is Arby's Fish and Cheddar Sandwich. Ours are 2 for $6. Theirs is, oops.
2 for $6?
There it goes. Who cares anyways? Arby's. We have the meat.
It's different. It changes every time.
I feel like it's like a ghost in my house that's haunting me about the meats.
Babe, you did a great job. That was fantastic. All right, Selena, what do you got coming up?
All right, so Doja Cat had a very interesting request for Ariana Grande. I'll tell you what it is or what it was. Coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
Hottest things. What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
So Post Malone is facing backlash for how he handled his show last night. So he performed at Pepsi Center in Denver. It was packed. The show was sold out. So there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people all under one roof. Those fans, I'm sure, were super happy about it. But literally everybody else is pissed. Like, why was this show allowed to go on? So there is not an official ban yet in Colorado on large public gatherings, but it is strongly warned against. What people are pointing out is Blake Shelton, he is performing, or he was supposed to, at that very same venue tomorrow. That was canceled. So why was Posty's show still allowed to go on? Like, how greedy for the money can you be? Like, what about the safety of your fans? People are not happy.
Can I defend him? I don't think that's fair. I think it's up to the venue and the promoter. Like, don't put this on the artist. The artist is going to be there and do whatever. I have an agreement and I will do whatever for the fans. You know, it's like LeBron, who was like, I'm going to be here for the fans. Well, it's up to the league to say, we appreciate your heart, but we're not going to do that. As the organization in charge, we're going to say no. I think this is mean to do to Post. They need to come in and stop this.
I don't think attack him, but I feel like even as the artist, you still hold a little bit of responsibility when there's other artists who are postponing tours and shows and, you know.
Are they, though, or are the venues and management and people shutting it down? I mean, it's a no-win for Post. If Post goes, yeah, I'm not going to do it, because there's still a lot of people that are like, I'm not even worried about this, and I'm mad that they're shutting things down. I bought tickets. And if he goes, well, I don't care what you think, I'm shutting it down, half the audience is going to hate him doing that, too. That's why it's got to be the organization to say, we're sorry, but we had to cancel Blake, Post, and everyone.
I guess it is a little unfair. And to the other artists who are postponing and canceling, I don't know. Because, I mean, we've heard weeks ago artists were canceling shows overseas and in certain areas. I don't know if it was them or like management or the venues. We don't know that for a fact. But I imagine as an artist, you have some say-so.
Yeah. All right, Graham, what do you got?
All right. Yesterday, Governor Gavin Newsom announced a new executive order for the state of California in an attempt to stop the spread of the coronavirus by stopping all large gatherings. Santa Clara County and the city of San Francisco were two of the first state locales to enact bans on gatherings of more than 1,000 people. Well, now Newsom's taking things a step further. He's defining a large gathering anything over 250 people. He advises people, though, to cancel or postpone all non-essential gatherings from now through the end of the month, including even small social gatherings, especially ones where people can't remain at least 6 feet apart. That, you guys, is the new acceptable social distance now. Stay 6 feet apart from everybody.
Okay.
As part of his executive order, Newsom also is giving power to the state to take control of hotels to house coronavirus patients should it get to that point. And by the way,
he could just, like, go to a hotel and say, you're no longer having guests in from other areas. I'm using this for quarantine. Like, he could do that?
If all the hospital beds were filled up and we needed places to put people, yes.
Wow.
Sorry, hotels. You're taking these people in now. By the way, the Bay Area now has 140 confirmed cases. Santa Clara County leading the way with 66. Napa County at the very bottom was 0.
Yeah. A couple of listeners were like, yeah, you guys are always ripping on Napa. Leave Graham alone. Look at us. We're doing just fine here.
Yeah, we got some good hand washing up there in Napa. Good job, guys. Good job.
Did you see the map, Selena? It was like red, 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 red all over the Bay Area, and then just white in Napa. Well, it is white in Napa.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.